Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Vicki, host of The Way Podcast, an international podcast that equips Christian believers on what to do to grow and mature in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We empower you through the scripture to apply the word to your everyday living. The Way Podcast is where you, the believer, can learn about financial freedom, how to live in today's world, all while living the kingdom life. Today, we're going to go on to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Got your Bibles? Verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Gathering together unto him is a gathering together in one place. Verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Going back to verse 4, and worshipped, in my Bible, I have written a side note. See Revelations. Okay, this Antichrist will make a statue of himself and will want the people of earth to bow down and worship it because he will state that he is God. Worship me, I'm God, is the attitude. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Well, we know that one thing must precede the revealing of the Antichrist. That is the rapture. Well, where Jesus in the air comes to get his church. And then the reveal of the Antichrist. Verse 6, and now ye know what withhold that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of the iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Who is he that will be taken out of the way? You understand that? That's my question to you. Email me. Who is he that will be taken out of the way? Verse 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The Antichrist cannot be revealed until after the rapture. Whoever the Antichrist will be, he will fulfill many prophecies as well as be slain by Jesus at Armageddon. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And I see I put a breadcrumb for myself. That is little notes after the scriptures. I put Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. With every cunning art and wicked practice, men and demons can produce in order to deceive men who rejects the truth. This is what's going to happen. Let me say that again. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. With every cunning art and wicked practice, men and demons can produce in order to deceive men who reject the truth. That's what verse 10 is talking about. Verse 10 also states the reason God will permit such strong delusions at the time. If men use their free will to go to hell instead of believing the word or the truth, then there's nothing further God can do to rescue them. This includes those Jewish people who refuse to believe as well. Verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in the unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. In this verse, chosen through, as stated, sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, one must meet the terms of the gospel. You must not only be called, but you must remain faithful to the call and to the truth. 14, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, to obtain glory, you must, one, stand fast. Two, hold on to the true doctrine. Those are the two things you must do. 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast, which is one, and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, the doctrine, whether by word or by epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Now I will read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17 from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. If you want me to continue to give the verses to you from the Complete Jewish Study Bible, please give me a shout out on Instagram or Facebook. Send me a message on Facebook or Instagram to let me know what you want. You may also go to the forum at VickyTroopMinistries.org. Please speak out and let me know. Let me know what you want. Let your view be known. VickyTroopMinistries.org. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But in connection with the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and our gathering together to meet him, we ask you, brothers, not to be easily shaken in your thinking or anxious because of a spirit or a spoken message or a letter supposedly from us, claiming that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For the day will not come until after the apostasy has come and the man who separates himself from law has been revealed, the one destined for doom. He will oppose himself to everything that the people call a god and make an object of worship. He will put himself above them all so that he will sit in the temple of God and proclaim that he himself is God. Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is restraining, so that he may be revealed in his own time. For already the separating from Torah is at work secretly, but it will be secretly only until he who is restraining is out of the way. Then the one who embodies separation from Torah will be revealed. The one who the Lord Yeshua will slay with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the glory of his coming. When this man who avoids law comes, the adversary will give him the power to work all kinds of false miracles, signs, and wonders. He will enable him to deceive in all kinds of wicked ways those who are headed for destruction because they would not receive the love of the truth that could have saved them. In other words, they did not believe the Bible. They did not believe in Jesus. They did not believe anything that a minister or the Bible said was true. Probably all because they could not see it. This is why God is causing them to go astray, so that they will believe the lie. The result would be that all who have not believed the truth, but have taken their pleasure in wickedness, will be condemned. But we have to keep thanking God for you always, brothers, whom the Lord loves. Because God chose you as first fruits for deliverance by giving you the holiness that has its origin in the Spirit and the faithfulness that has its origin in truth. He called you to this through our good news so that you can have the glory of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. In other words, if you are walking with Jesus, he called you through the words of the good news, from a preacher, on the radio, from the Bible. Somehow, he called you. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions you were taught by us, whether we spoke them or wrote them in a letter. And may our Lord Yeshua the Messiah himself and God our Father, who has loved us and by his grace given us eternal comfort and a good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen you in every good word and deed. This is Vicki. See you next time. Thank you.